Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, there's a big-time clothing company in town called Mizzen & Main, and these guys are doing big things globally, not just here in DFW, but obviously they've got a tie to golf. I mean, you've seen the cool...
Have you ever played golf?
You've seen the dancing commercial, right?
The Dancing Phil.
Dancing Phil is awesome, where he's avoiding the golf balls, and that's fantastic. Well, they're going to have a presence out at the Byron Nelson, which is this weekend, and they've got... one of their spokespeople in town who, you know her, you love her. She's all around golf, pro golfer, and now just entertaining in a lot of different ways around the game. Paige Spiranak joins us in studio. Paige, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so we were just talking about this during the commercial break. We have a mutual friend, Tyler Tony from Dude Perfect, and we were watching on Instagram recently. You guys were in this big old golf tournament, and you guys got to play with Justin Timberlake and all sorts of big-time celebrities. What can you tell us about that?
It was awesome. So it was the Bass Pro Legends tournament. So it was a Champions Tour event, but they had like a separate section for like celebrities they brought in and then also the legends that have played the game. So I did not feel worthy to be there, but I had an amazing time. We played well. I got to play with Justin Timberlake. He's my partner the second day, which was really cool. And Mark Wahlberg was also in our group. So It was pretty cool.
Who's better, Wahlberg or Timberlake?
Justin's a better player.
Because he plays in all those celebrity pro-am deals that you see.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty much everyone. I think he just quit music to become a celebrity pro-am golfer, pretty much.
He was like, I love golf, I'm obsessed with golf, and I didn't want to do something unless I was really good at it. And I'm like, well, you're really good at a lot of things. So,
So when you're in a tournament like that with so many big celebrities like yourself, do you have time, like a normal round of golf, or are there cameras and crews and people around you? Do you have time to just hang out and get to know each other?
Yeah, definitely. There are times where you're just on the tee box and just hanging out and kind of like the before and after too. But it's crazy to watch everyone just kind of pull at those guys and how gracious they are to all of their fans and how they handle everything. And they are, you now know why they're so famous, just because they're such great people and they're so kind to their fans.
All right. I want to know about your golf journey, and here's why I ask. So I'm middle-aged suburban dad, and every one of my friends in the suburbs is like, I'm going to get my daughter to play golf because there's golf scholarships to be had. Yeah. I just got to put a club in her hand. So how long have you been playing? Did you have family that played? What is your golf journey like?
So I had a little bit of an unconventional start to golf. So I was a competitive gymnast, ended up fracturing my kneecap twice, and I had a bad birthday for the Olympics, so that was kind of out of the picture. And my dad played, but he wasn't really big into it. And so we were just kind of sitting down, they're like, what do you want to do after gymnastics? Like, what do you want to try? Try tennis, didn't really like it. And so he took me out to the golf course, fell in love with it right away. I was 13, and I wanted to be the best at it, so I would practice every single day. I loved it. That's all I wanted to do. Ended up getting a full ride scholarship to San Diego State. Played a year professionally, decided that wasn't exactly what I wanted to do, and so now I've transitioned to doing more media work for different golf companies.
All right, so I got to ask you this. Tony Romo will be playing in the Byron Nelson. He got the exemption or whatever, so he gets to play.
Always a hot topic.
How much of an uphill battle is that for him?
It's really tough. I had a sponsor exemption to play in Dubai, and it was kind of my first pro event that I played, and I had so much backlash, and it really messed me up mentally, and I think it really messed up my playing career, because you just feel like the whole world is against you, and I think he has more experience being on a large stage and having, you know, kind of negative and positive comments, so I think he can handle it a lot better than I can. But they need to realize that there are sponsor exemptions at every single tournament, and the sponsor can choose who they want to bring into the tournament. And so they think that he can bring value in, which he does. People are going to come out to see him. And I hope that he plays awesome. I hope he's great. And it's great for the game. It's to bring other people in to watch golf.
Do you feel, by the way, this is Paige Spiranac joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, and you've become a social media phenomenon, so go ahead and give us your social media platform so folks listening out
there. It's Paige Renee on Instagram, and then my full name on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, so you were just talking about, okay, you did a year of professional golf, that's not for you, and then you kind of alluded to the whole mental aspect of it. And,
yeah.
But I'm curious now, so you're doing fun stuff, how do you... when you play golf now, do you play competitively? Do you, or is it all just kind of like the most of us out here just playing for fun?
I think I'll always want to play at a high level just because I know what I can do. But I will say that my game now is better than it's ever been. So it's.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you practicing as much as you used to?
No, but I don't have any pressure.
Practicing
does suck, but I just go out and I play, and I think that's what I was missing before. It was just playing all the time and playing for money and playing games with my friends, and like that's what I should have been doing this entire time, and I wish I could go back in time and redo everything because I made a lot of mistakes. Now I'm like, I'm playing better than ever, so I might go back and play again, but I just need to like mentally get there first.
Okay, so Skin mentioned social media. You're obviously huge on social media, but obviously that can be a cesspool at times, and there's a lot of trolls out there, and you kind of reference getting a exemption and being able to play in a tournament and having to deal with that. So, but you put yourself out there. You were in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which is really cool, and so obviously you have a lot of confidence and courage, but how do you silence the haters and people that try to troll and things like that? Are you able to successfully block them out?
Definitely. It's a lot easier now that I'm just doing social media. And so for me, like Paige Renee is kind of like another personality, or it's a persona. So when someone attacks me, it's not actually me. It's this person that they think they know. But when I was playing golf, it was a direct hit on like my golfing ability, which was really hard for me to stomach because I was like not confident with myself anyways. But I turned it around to a positive. So I work with CyberSmile now, which is an anti-bullying organization focusing on cyberbullying. And we're doing a lot of really great stuff, bringing awareness to it. And it's social media is not a bad thing. It's a really great thing, and a lot of positive things can come out of it. And that's what I'm trying to talk about and bring awareness to and just show people they need to be kind to each other.
It's interesting because it's, you know, it's been vital for what Ben and I do because you help expand your audience and grow listeners and all this stuff. But it's this relatively new thing in terms of society, right? And now you're raising kids in the world of social media. I'm getting all this pressure from my 13-year-old daughter. I want to be on Snapchat. And I'm like, well, I don't want you on Snapchat. But she's like, I'm left out if I'm not on it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's trying to figure all this out at the same time. And it's really, obviously, you had to fight back against it, but it's helping you in a tremendous way, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my whole career is based off of what I've done on social media and the business that I've created through my brand. And I wouldn't have that without the platform that social media has given me. I have so many loyal, awesome followers that have become friends. They are always there for me. And I think there's always going to be that negativity and there's always going to be bullying. It's just brought out now. And I think it's actually a really good thing because we're finally talking about it and people are seeing how nasty people can be, but people have a platform to now stand up against it and use their voice and have an open forum to say what they want to say where they didn't have that before. And I think that's great. And you're bringing all these issues to the forefront now. And that was never something before that you could do. And so I think it's really great. It's just the negativity is there and people are talking about it, but they should be talking about it, and that's how we can fix it.
What's your funniest story of somebody trying to pop in your DMs?
Oh my gosh.
Are they fairly active?
Yeah, I probably get around like maybe 200 a day or so.
Oh gosh.
It just depends on what I'm doing. Most of them are really cool and really nice. Some of them are kind of inappropriate. Other ones are just weird, just like weird stuff. Yeah. You're like, why would you say that?
Right.
I think the funniest thing is when you keep seeing someone like DMing you and you finally meet them in person and they have nothing to say. And I'm like, I'm like, you just said all this stuff to me. Like we're cool. I thought we were friends. And they're just like, don't say anything. Yep. It's funny.
It's easy to hide behind a keyboard. Paige Spiranac joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So later this afternoon, you have an appearance down at the Mizzen and Main store down here in West Village, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'll be there from 6 to 8. just hanging out. There's food, drinks, fun, golf. I mean, come hang out with me.
Come on,
I need friends.
Yeah, we dig this brand. It's a brand that obviously has a sense of humor, but they're really cool shirts. I don't know. I'm not sure what the technology is called, but it's essentially dry fit. I don't think they can call it dry fit, but I'll call it dry fit.
It's called that, awesome science.
It's wicking.
Remember, I brought that up.
It's wicking.
They were
that's
making
like
fun
a
of
witch.
Me.
A wiccan is a witch or
no,
something.
Wicking means it like absorbs water or doesn't absorb water. It deflects water, but it's a nice dress shirts that are also like, I don't know, wicking.
They're really stretchy. They don't wrinkle. They're comfortable. Like you can wear them when you're playing golf. Like Phil Mickelson does. Mm-hmm. They're really awesome. I've gone pretty much all of my guy friends in like in Mizzen and Mean because they're really great. Obviously, I can't really wear them because I'm a woman. But I even will wear their dress shirts and try to make them cute. But they're so comfortable and so awesome. And people are really loving them. And they're just a really cool brand to work with, too. They're very progressive, like the ads that they're doing, like Phil with the dancing that went viral. That was really fun. And then we did Textile Dysfunction,
yes.
Which was a really fun thing to shoot. And they just have a sense of humor. And that's what I really like to do is just make fun and light of everything. And they just don't take themselves too seriously, but their product is serious.
Well, our favorite male model, Troy Aikman, was wearing them one day in an interview with us in person. We were like, dude, what is that shirt? And so then he introduced us to it all.
Wait, hold on. You're being humble. This I swear to God, this happened. We were interviewing Troy. He was sitting in front of us, and Ben called out that it was a Mizzen and Main shirt by looking at it. And we were like, well, Troy wasn't weirded out by it. I was weirded out for Troy, but Ben nailed it. He was looking at it, and he knew exactly what it was.
I was like, man, I think that's that material I've been hearing about, and it looks amazing, but everything looks amazing on Troy. Let's face it, he's a guy.
He's very fit, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to ask you about the dysfunctional commercial. Walk Walka, because it is hilarious. It's like an ED ad, basically, mm-hmm. for shirts. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, textile dysfunction is for guys who have issues with their shirts. So if they're wrinkled, and so kind of the play on was like I was in the ad, or we've done stuff where I was like the doctor and I'm helping guys with their TD, which is textile dysfunction. Really fun, really silly, but a lot of guys struggle with it and it's a serious problem. So we're bringing awareness to TD, and Mizzen Main is solving all problems right now.
Yeah, starch won't help that. Okay, so I want to ask, there was so much discussion about the Trinity Forest Golf Course out there. Do you like link style? Have you been out to the course yet?
I haven't been out, but I watched last year.
Okay.
I know some people aren't like a fan of it, but I love link style golf. I think the course looks awesome. I'm excited to go out tomorrow. So I'll be out there with Mizzen and Main at one of their activations, their booth. So you guys can come to see me there too. But
absolutely.
No, I think the course looks really, really cool.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. And you don't even really notice that there's trees on the perimeter. There's just no trees on the course, but I think it's a really, really cool course. I'd love to hear what you think about it. All right. So one more time. Were you going to be here starting at 6 o'clock?
West Village with Mizzen and Main from 6 to 8.
6 to 8. Paige, you were awesome. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking time to be here. And if you're ever in town, we'd obviously love to have you back on.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, there she goes, Paige Spiranak. Again, you can check her out in the West Village at the Mizzen and Main store located there. She'll be there from 6 to 8 playing miniature golf and helping guys pick up shirts and pick out the right shirts. And one fan is going to win the chance to play Paige in a round of golf. That's really cool. And she'll be at the Mizzen and Main toss-up chipping contest right outside the main pavilion at the Byron Nelson tomorrow. So fantastic. Appreciate her stopping by.